NOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. The Alaska Department of Transportation presented an update on road projects around Nome at a joint work session last night for the Nome City Council, Planning, and Port Commissions. Three projects are in the construction phase, although currently in winter shutdown. The projects include the Nome Snake River Bridge replacement, as well as the realignment of the Nome Council Highway from mileposts 4 through 16. Both projects are expected to be complete by October. Additionally, a regrading and resurfacing of the Nome Council Highway from mileposts 62 to 73.6 should be complete by the end of this summer. Alexa Green is a planner with the Alaska Department of Transportation in the Fairbanks Northern Region. Green works to improve roads and get funding for projects around the state. She is currently working with Nome City Manager Josie Banky on the Port Road project that's funded by both Nome and the state.
We just wanted to get confirmation that the plan and the master plan is the idea that that's the what we should run with for our contractor.
The Port Road project plans on realigning the Port Road for main traffic flow and moving it toward the back of the property. This would leave the front of the property open for main port operations. City planner Eileen Bechtel explains that plans still need to be finalized before they're given to the DOT design team.
Timeline for this is we're just making last minute changes now to the plan, and then it's going to go back to the, as far as I know, it's going to go back to the Port and Harbor Commission one more time, and then it will go to the Planning Commission, and then it will go to Council. So, you know, it's not done yet.
Bechtel says the master plan for port design should be decided at the end of February or early March at the latest. Once the master plan is finalized by the City Council, the city expects to provide a standalone master plan to the DOT, as well as alternatives for port road replacement. Ken Hughes was sworn in as a new member of the Nome Planning Commission at last night's meeting. Hughes thanked the council for appointing him to the board and says he's looking forward to working with everyone. Hughes will serve a 3-year term as planning commissioner for the city of Nome. And last night, Commissioner Greg Smith announced the end of his term and stated he will not be reapplying next year. Smith thanked everyone on the Planning Commission for their support and hard work. With the addition of a new commission member, Charlie Weiss was elected as chair last night. Randy Romanesco will serve as vice chair for the commission. The Nome Planning Commission's next meeting will be held February 4th. The State Senate Majority Leader plans to introduce legislation defining a medically necessary abortion. Senator John Coghill of North Pole told a pro-life rally on Tuesday that the issue will be looked at this session. Coghill was the main speaker at the rally on the state capitol steps, held in conjunction with the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. The Alaska Supreme Court has held that the state must fund medically necessary abortions if it funds medically necessary services for others with financial needs. A legislative legal opinion last year said it's not clear what constitutes medically necessary and that it's likely only further litigation that will provide greater clarity. Nome Elementary School is trying to recoup close to $10,000 in overdue lunch money. At last night's work session, members of the Board of Education discussed how to recover the $10,000 and brainstormed how to prevent outstanding lunch money debts from accumulating in the future. The school district recently sent certified letters to parents with outstanding debts. Elementary school principal Bob Grimes said the letters haven't generated much beyond a few negative phone calls.
I won't say we're getting money paid, but we have gotten some phone calls.
Okay, so they're made aware.
Not all have been pleasant phone calls.
The school board discussed other options for recovering the significant chunk of money, including having the district dissolve the debts. Many board members seemed excited with an option to automatically take the owed balance out of a parent's permanent fund dividend check. Superintendent Mike Bronner.
Yeah, that'll be one that I'd say before the week's out, we're looking at that real hard.
As for preventing school lunch money debts from accumulating in school years to come, the Nome School Board addressed a significant problem: how to provide lunch to elementary school kids who cannot afford to buy lunch without making the school district go further into debt and without singling out children. School Board President Betsy Brennan put forth a contentious option, offering alternate lunch, a free modified meal plan with less expensive food, such as peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and fruit.
Can it be done the right way? Can't without stigmatizing kids. I mean, that's the last thing we want to do.
Some school board members argued that any free alternate lunch plan would single out students. School board member Barb Nichols:
they've tried that before, and the kids do know, and the kids do get teased.
No decision was reached on the alternate meal option, but board members agreed kids must be able to eat. The school board will continue to brainstorm cost-effective options for future years and research other school districts' free and reduced lunch programs. Also at last night's work session, the Nome School Board reviewed the district's technology plan for the next 3 years. Every 3 years, the district must reapply for E-Rate, an Alaskan educational service that discounts telecommunication costs for Alaskan schools if those schools' technology use and curriculum meet state standards. Technology Director Robin Johnson explains:
right now, it subsidizes 80% of all our telecommunication costs, our internet, our telephone, and our long distance and our cell service. So it's a chunk of change.
On top of the district's technology review of the past few years was the success of Promethean boards, interactive whiteboards that function like large touch screens. And based on the success of those boards and iPads, Nome Schools plan to work on further integrating technology into curriculum and assessing students' tech literacy at all grade levels. In other business, the board also heard an update from the Community Engagement Program, the state and district task force charged with getting community members more involved in education. 2 weeks from now, the Alaska Association of School Boards' Claire Richardson will be returning to Nome. She will share results from the fall 2012 survey of students, administrators, teachers, and community members. And on February 7th and 8th, Nome Belts and Nome Elementary will host evening events where parents can provide more feedback on schools and community engagement. Parents will have a chance to win prizes, possibly including an iTouch, for attending the event. The price of gold in New York has fallen $4.70 so far today, trading at $1,688.10. An ounce of silver has risen 12 cents so far today, trading at $32.43, and a pound of zinc is at 93 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome at 8:49 this morning. It's expected to depart for Anchorage at 10:02. Unofficially 16 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.